Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year. The time of year, if you go to KSON.com, there is a turkey wearing sunglasses and a Santa hat.
Well, it's the holidays, right?
It's the return of our holiday high-low jackpot right here on San Diego's Country Station 103.7 KSON.
Your chance to win up to $1,000, and we do it at 7:30, 8, 10, 12, 2, and 4. John, I have a number that I wrote down right here on a piece of paper. We're going to play the high-low game right now.
Okay.
Give me a number between $1 and $1,000.
Okay, specific dollar and cent. $817.73.
Too high.
Too high. Darn it all.
Go again.
Okay, $742.40.
Too high.
All right, darn it, you're going to get me again. $517.02.
Too low.
All right, I'm starting to get the hang of this now.
That's how it works. My number, by the way, was $635 even.
The more you listen, this is the point of the whole thing, the more you narrow down the exact amount in each jackpot, and you can walk away with our holiday high-low jackpot.
Listen how excited people get when they win money.
$701.32 again.
$701.32?
Yes, please.
You're a winner!
Woo! I did it! I can't believe it. Oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much.
Our holiday high-low jackpot returns in less than 1 hour. And refreshed by EcoWaterSoCal.com, your water should be perfect. There are people that say they want to do something with their success and their fame. And then there's Jelly Roll, who, wow,
yes,
really puts his money where his mouth is. Literally putting his money where his mouth is.
When I was a juvenile, we never got a visitor. We never had a mentor. Nobody ever came to see us. To be able to come back on these terms is a dream that I have, and this is only the beginning. I want to say and proclaim it right now in front of the city, the judge, and the mayor. We're going to build transitional homes for kids. We're going to build preventative community centers. We're going to partner. We're going to put millions and millions and tens of millions of dollars back into this city directly for at-risk youth because they are our future mayors.
He put that promise out to the city, and he is taking it personally by doing something with his own personal property.
100-acre rehab and mental health campus. A full range of treatments being offered, from 12-step programs to intensive mental health therapy, holistic care. His dream for the place is, quote, people coming out, leaving their phones, and getting in the mud with the boys. Getting in the mud with the boys. I guess that just means getting getting right?
Sure, absolutely. Or maybe while you're on that ranch, one of the things you actually get to do is get out and get in the mud, too.
Oh,
you know, maybe four-wheeling activities like that. I wouldn't doubt that for a minute.
I'd imagine that it would actually be very helpful.
If anyone can get people riled up and ready to go and ready to transform their lives, it's definitely Jelly Roll.
833-287-1037. We have tickets all this week to take you to see the Frontmen when they come in town in December. Three legendary 90s acts, and you'll be there watching all three of those lead singers just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Just want to warn you right now.
warning,
might disturb you. I don't like it. I don't like hearing it any more than I like playing it for you. But we would not be doing our job if we did not talk about the fact that this happened on Friday night.
High fly ball to right. Páez, he is there. He's got it. And the ball game is over. And the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the National League pennant. They sweep the Brewers. The greatest night of baseball by an individual player in the history of this game, Shohei Ohtani. Three homers and a victory on the mound with 10 strikeouts.
You know what? The Brewers might as well just played him. No one else mattered. Oh, my God.
At least not in that game. The scary thing about Ohtani, what he did on Friday, which it is remarkable. I mean, I'd be an idiot. You'd be an idiot to say anything besides that. Simply put, something that we've never seen before. We probably will never see again. Somebody that's clearly dominant. And the scary thing about that is that he wasn't doing anything in the series until that game.
Ugh.
And he decided to make a pretty good splash.
I guess he just wanted to end it all, right?
Three home runs, including one which I don't think has landed yet. And he struck out 10 people. You'll never see that. I mean, it's an embarrassment of riches. And I'm sorry, did the Brewers even feel like showing up?
It was just awful.
Wow.
If you were a Brewer fan, it was just awful. Here's the thing, though. There were so many people who just don't want that team from up north to win, including John. We had a teleconference yesterday, producer Jessica, John, and I. And when producer Jessica brought this game up, we suddenly lost John. And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Suddenly, my connection isn't so good.
Yes.
I don't know why. My phone keeps disconnecting.
Was I in an iffy area, or am I still just not able to handle how good that team is? That's what they spend the money on. I know it sounds sour grapes, but that's all.
Well, it's true. You spend a lot of money, that's what happens. But I got to tell you, I read that they made all of the money that they paid him, they made it all back just in this series with advertising.
God,
isn't that insane?
Why is that insane? Because we're talking darn near $1 billion.
Yes.
We're talking over $700 million they made in one series just because of this guy's presence.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Judging by what the team up north did to Tammy's Milwaukee Brewers, who had more wins than anybody else in baseball, I just don't see any other outcome than what seems to be pretty much the obvious one. I hope I'm wrong. Toronto or Seattle. I wouldn't be in such a hurry to take on the you-know-who's starting on Friday when the World Series begins because, oh, my God, they don't look like they can be touched. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Sierra, who's in the UTC area. Good morning, Sierra.
Good morning.
Sierra, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
You gotta go, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Sierra, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Sierra, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
The Lifetime holiday movie lineup includes 12 new movies that premiere November 29th through December 20th. True or false, one of the movies is called A Pickleball Christmas.
True.
boy bander Chris Kirkpatrick had a birthday over the weekend. What boy band is he a part of? Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
NSYNC.
The director of Wicked for Good says a, quote, mystery actor will voice the Cowardly Lion. In The Wizard of Oz, what does the Cowardly Lion want from the wizard?
Courage?
Friday was National Pasta Day. Fill in the blank for Olive Garden's slogan. We're all what?
Family. Family here.
And finally, happy birthday to Mike Judge. He is the creator of Beavis and Butthead. On that show, Beavis and Butthead always wear T-shirts with these specific band names on them. Tell me either band name.
Oh, gosh. Nirvana.
Let's get Tam back in.
That's way harder than it normally is.
So, Sierra, I was just in your neck of the woods last week. Last Sunday, I went out to Din Tai Fung. Oh, man, so good.
Oh, the best.
Seriously, I want to go there right now.
Yeah, I could have those, like, chocolate dumplings any time of the day.
Tammy, they have these
chocolate dumplings.
I forgot what they're called, but Sierra is 1,000,000% correct. If I could pick one food to eat the rest of my life, it might be the little chocolate stuffed dumpling things that they sell at Din Tai Fung.
Mm.
It's a lot better tasting than what I just made it sound like. Trust me.
Yeah, you didn't really sell it.
Thanks, Sierra. Sierra did 4 out of 5, Tam.
Oh, nice job.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's way better than I thought.
She did 4 out of 5 and managed to complain about the difficulty of the questions.
Okay.
The Lifetime holiday lineup includes 12 new movies premiering from November 29th to December 20th. True or false? One of the movies is called A Pickleball Christmas.
Sure, why not?
A Pickleball Christmas coming to Lifetime, 1-1. Boy bander Chris Kirkpatrick had a birthday over the weekend. What boy band is he a part of? Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet's back. All right. Except in this case. It's NSYNC.
I get them all mixed
up. You always get those two wrong. Sierra went with NSYNC. Look at that.
A lucky guess.
2-1 Sierra. Well, you guessed wisely. Tammy, the director of Wicked for Good, says a mystery actor will voice the Cowardly Lion. In The Wiz, what does the Cowardly Lion want from The Wizard of Oz?
Courage.
That's right. It's 3-2. Sierra knew that. Tammy, Friday was National Pasta Day. Fill in the blank for Olive Garden's slogan. We're all what?
Family. We're all family here at Olive Garden. We're all family here.
Your full answer is?
We're all family here.
Say it again.
We're all family here.
Yes. You kind of tapered off with that here like you weren't quite sure.
Gotcha.
We're all family here. Sierra knew that as well. So here's the dealio. It's 4-3, Sierra. Sierra, well done. Tammy has to get this next one right to force a tie and therefore a win for herself, or else you'll get $100.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Well done. Good luck either way. Tammy, are you nervous?
Sure.
Take us there right now. How are you feeling?
What's going on? I'm good, honey. Let's just get moving.
What's going on in your head? Chocolate dumplings?
Okay, give me a question, please.
They're so good. Happy birthday to Mike Judge. He is the creator of Beavis and Butthead. On that show, Tammy, Beavis and Butthead always wear T-shirts with these specific band names on them.
Oh,
for a tie or therefore a win. Tell me either band name.
AC/DC?
AC/DC is one of the bands. She's amazing, Sierra.
Is the other one Metallica?
The other one is. Yeah. Oh, now she's just showing off.
Oh.
I know, Sierra.
Congrats.
That was a really well-played match, the both of you. Well done. I'm sorry, Sierra. All ties go to Tammy. You're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets now to go see The Frontmen December 4th at California Center for the Arts in Escondido.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Of course. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Tammy faced some fears, got herself a great workout on top of it this weekend.
I did.
At SeaWorld's Howl O Scream.
Mm-hmm. I took one of my bestest friends, Darcy, who is just as big of a scaredy cat as I am, and we did it together.
Good for you kids.
I don't know which way we're supposed to go, Darcy.
I know neither.
I'm going to do it. You ready? You ready to run? Run! Run!
I'm gonna feel again. Stop. Okay, run.
No.
Welcome to the circus.
No. No, you know it. You know it. Stop. No.
I do know it.
He's following us.
Okay, we're good.
Okay.
I think.
Oh God, no!
Boy, sounds like you had a blast.
Yes, it was. So, I mean, her and I don't know who's more afraid, me or her.
I couldn't tell the difference between your voices.
Oh, well, Darcy's the one who said I'm going to pee my pants. And I'm the one who kept saying, run.
You are exactly the type of people that they want to come to, yeah. to those events.
Yeah, it was really cool at Howl O Scream this year. And we did all five of the haunted houses ourselves without anybody else. And when we were done, our backs were so sore from us like being kind of hunched over and hanging on to
being
each
tense,
other.
Being tense, yes.
So tense. Oh my goodness. It was so much fun.
I was going to ask, since Darcy is your gym partner, did it feel as when you were done as if you guys just got done with a pretty vigorous workout? Because you were so like tense and hunched over and
100%
ball of stress. Good ab workout? Would you recommend a good ab workout?
It works probably more of your shoulders. Anyway, you got to stretch afterwards because otherwise you're going to be hunched over.
No reason for shoulders and back today, thanks to Darcy and Tammy at the Howl O Scream.
And the other cool thing was everyone and everything that we ran into outside of the actual haunted houses. And that's coming up next.
Mind your video? Should I move out of the way?
Was a lovely, charming clown.
She was scary. Her eyes were all blacked out. That was at Howl O Scream at SeaWorld over the weekend.
I gotta hand it to you, Tammy. You do scared pretty well. You're pretty over the top as far as your reactions. It's very authentic. The last thing I would expect you to do on your own free time is to go get even more scared, but you did it. I'm very impressed.
I took my best friend, Darcy. We're both big scaredy cats. We said we can do this together. But it wasn't just the haunted houses at Howl O Scream where you can be scared. For instance, you could just be walking down the street and a giant 8-foot bush comes out of nowhere.
Hello.
This guy on stilts.
Gotcha.
Send you there. Tall bushes. Let the ambassadors approach.
You're a tall bush.
Come here, have a secret. Tell me. Come here.
Come here.
Want to hear my secret? Come here.
No. Come here. Oh, God.
You like our secret?
No! I did not.
Come back again, I'll tell you another one.
No!
So the bush had a secret.
Yes, and the secret was to make me walk over by him so the little bush could jump out and scare the crap out of me.
He had an accomplice, yes. A bush with him.
Yes.
A tiny bush.
But I have to say, not everything was scary. I was really surprised by this guy.
Knock, knock.
Oh, God. Who's there? There?
Green Thumb.
Green Thumb.
That was funny.
So he's holding a big potted plant. He looks scary, but he just showed me his green thumb. That was it. It was a green thumb. It wasn't scary at all, which I thought was great that there's someone who's dressed up in costume and all of that, but not scary maybe for kids or big chickens like me. And then, of course, I ran into KSON loyal listeners, which was fabulous. Outside of the clown's haunted house was a wonderful family, and I had to chat with them.
What's your name and what part of San Diego are you from?
Jenna from Santee.
All right, and you have your kids here?
Yes.
Who's with you?
This is Danny and
Hi,
Reagan.
Danny.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Reagan? How are you feeling about going into the clown one?
I don't really like clowns, but I'm excited.
Yes. So I'm kind of afraid of clowns, too, and I'm right behind you. So I hope I don't freak you out more. How many things have you guys been through so far tonight?
We've been through 3 different haunted houses so far.
Okay.
And the slaughterhouse was the scariest.
That was so scary.
Yes.
Yes. And now this one I think might top it. I'm not sure. But
it might be.
We'll be right behind you, okay? All right. We can do this together. Deal? High five. Thank you, honey. Thanks, guys. High five.
United in fear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm proud of you, kid. You faced your fears, you looked it right in the eye, and you screamed a lot.
And then a lot of run, run.
Run. You can see all of Tammy's videos on our socials. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
So I'm really bummed.
What is... Sorry.
Okay. This is why our studio isn't decorated, producer Jessica. You're sitting there on your phone.
Yeah,
you were supposed to have the whole studio done today so we could be creepy like this sounds.
I have to be honest. I was expecting, I'm not going to go ahead and say a full-on bloodbath, but especially something that indicates what time of year it is. Everybody else, even the sports dorks down the hallway have got their Halloween stuff up. You're Miss Halloween.
I know.
And we've got nothing up. Can you explain what's going on in here?
I've been really, really busy.
Well, I get that. I mean, I understand that, Jess, because you are busy.
Okay.
But
I'm sorry. This is our boss. This is like the 5th time he's called me this morning.
Okay.
Scott, our boss is calling you during the show.
Yes.
He knows better than that. Mm-hmm. We have things to do.
Right, well, that's weird.
Answer that, and we'll let you know that this Saturday, Tam and I are going to be hosting the spooktacular event at Super Dentist in East Lake and judging the costume contest. All kinds of prizes, all kinds of candy. Still haven't settled on a costume yet. Tammy has prohibited me as dressing as the fighter. What is happening?
I don't know. He's freaking out about something. He's calling the hotline in a second here.
But you know what? We have to do
high-low.
We have to do the holiday high-low game first.
Okay, let's do that and then pick up because otherwise he's going to, who knows?
All right, guys, listen, we'd love to give you cash. So you know what? We'll shut up and we'll do just that.
What's up, dude? What's going on?
Hey, man, I have been trying to get a hold of you all morning. And when I call the hotline, you guys have got to answer. You can't be on the air. You got to be off the air for 24 hours.
Uh-oh.
What are you talking about?
The Uber thing is finally settled. Everything is fine there. But you took those calls with the executive team live on the air. You can't do that. I mean, they are, to put it mildly, pissed. So just take the next 24 hours off.
So I'm being forcibly removed from the air.
Yeah, you have to be off the air for 24 hours.
Morning, John and Tammy.
What the heck?
What's up, Jan?
They cannot do that. They're in radio. They have to expect they're going to be on the air.
Did that call go on the air?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Jan, you... Okay.
Oh, no.
Wait, so you heard the call from Scotty, obviously.
I did, and it's ridiculous.
So... We were on the phone with our boss, Scott, and he was saying that John was supposed to be off the air this morning because when he was making his apology tour last week for seemingly being the one to cause us to lose our company Uber account, he didn't let any of the executives know when he called to apologize that we were actually airing those calls.
Mm. Oh, no.
Well, that wasn't supposed to go on the air.
Well, I don't want you guys to get in trouble, but I don't think the listeners should be punished for some crap that they made up about not even following the rules that they gave you for the Uber account.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I understand that. Okay.
Okay.
Well, Jan, thank you for calling. I'm so sorry that went on the air. That's kind of like airing your personal dirty laundry.
Yeah, sorry about
I feel
that.
Like, oh no. You didn't put it on Facebook, did you? I mean, that's what it feels like. Oh, dang it. All right. Okay. Thank you, Jan.
Well, good luck, guys.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Good morning, John and Tammy.
You already played High and Low, didn't you?
We did.
Yes,
I'm
we
sorry.
Did.
Thank you.
Yep, we'll do it again at 10 o'clock. Your chance to win up to $1,000. No matter who's here, we're going to try to give it away. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. So normally you would be listening to Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, but John was pulled off the air. If you guys were aware, last week he was making apology phone calls to all of our bigger bosses because he was part of the reason why the company Uber account was pulled from everyone because of the amount that he charged. And it seems that he failed to mention to them that he had put them on the air. So he's been suspended for 24 hours. So hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. 833-287-1037. Paul is in Ramona. Good morning, Paul.
So was that, is that a gag? Are you guys really in hot water?
Well, I'm not in hot water. John, well, and John's not really in hot water per se because the whole Uber thing has been taken care of, but because he didn't let the bosses know that he was playing the apology phone calls he made on the air, they have to reprimand him somehow, so he's on a 24-hour suspension.
Got it. The girls and I are sitting there listening to this. I'm like, I don't know if this is real or not.
So that's hopefully, you know, tomorrow by this time he'll be back.
Hopefully.
Yeah. All right, Paul.
All right, well, you guys take care.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Paul.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Good morning, Sydney and OB. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm lonely now.
Oh. Well, I called in because I thought it was a prank, too. I just heard that other gentleman ask you the same thing. I thought this was like a long, drawn-out prank towards Halloween.
Oh,
we've God. Never done a Halloween prank.
God, we should.
I know. Now I'm like, God, did we miss the boat on something? This, unfortunately.
This is a good start.
Yeah, it is. That's for sure. All right. But no, that's what's happening. So, you know, John is on a 24-hour suspension for not letting them know he played the phone calls on the radio. The bosses weren't real happy about that. You know how corporate is. They always like to control how they sound.
Yes, absolutely. It's spin doctors a little bit. I'm sorry that happened. At least they're not docking his pay.
Well, I don't...
Oh.
I don't know if that's entirely true.
Oh. Ew.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it might be a day off without pay.
Well, if he doesn't get paid, I want to be paid his pay because right? I have to do all the work now.
Right. That's right. Women work harder.
All right. All right. Thank you for calling, Sydney.
Yeah, I enjoy you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. If anything, you know that John and I share everything with you. So maybe sometimes we're accused of oversharing. I don't know. But just to let you know that it is true, John has been suspended for 24 hours because of airing phone calls he made to our big bosses. And he didn't mention to them that he was going to be playing them on the radio. So in the meantime, you just have me, but you also have the chance to win up to $1,000 because KSON's holiday high-low jackpot kicked off this morning, and you have another chance to win that at 10 o'clock. What?
Sorry, it's just so Tammy. Like, John's off the air, suspended. There's drama behind the scenes. And Tammy's like, let's look at the bright side. You can win $1,000.
Well, it's something, right? I would love to give it away. I mean, that would be fantastic. So, producer Jessica, I guess you'll have to take care of writing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge for tomorrow, since we don't have John tomorrow morning.
Okay.
But everything else, you know, will still be the same. 833-287-1037. Good morning, Shannon in Oceanside.
As much as I'd like to give John a hard time about those Dodgers right now, I'm upset for him. They hired him to do a job, and that's to make fun of himself and talk about his life, and then he does it, and he gets suspended.
I don't think you're going to find anybody in this room that disagrees with you.
I'm just saying, that's what you... Jessica, you and I just had this discussion the other day about his life on Facebook, and he's doing exactly what they hired him for. Honestly, that's what I love about him, is he's honest about all the stupid stuff he does.
God bless you, Shannon.
Well, I do stupid stuff, and I mock myself, too. I mean, that's just part of life.
Well, I appreciate you sticking up for John. You know, for the most part, I do, too. Although there probably could have been a little discretion on how much he used it and how often. But... it's over. That part's over. And I guess, you know, I could probably take a little of the heat for not reminding him that we have to tell those people that we have, that we're putting it on the air. But hopefully John comes back.
They could have said it after the first one.
Yeah, that's true.
They let it go.
You're right, Shannon. Well, we appreciate you having John's back. We love you, honey.
Love you, too. Have a great day, lady.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
And by the way, Shannon, this is going on air, just so you know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.